Hello and welcome to an all-new Marvel Cast, Exposure Network's hub of all things Marvel, a place to talk about everything MCU and beyond, from Avengers and Defenders to Bolt and Kestrel. I'm Ashley Hubble, your Omega-level host, and joining me today is Ultimate Kurumachin.
Hi, we've got one of the most charismatic actors in the world right now. Let's cover up his mouth! Da-na-na-na.
And also joining us, the astonishing Dornblatt.
I've got to be completely honest, the craziest thing about this movie to me is the first time I watched it was that leaked DVD that went around. And I hope we bring this around. And it's a fond memory I had because it made the movie a lot more exciting than this like fully fledged rewatch. But I actually think I preferred the version where the special effects weren't finished. It's fun. An added character, you know?
All right. So today we're talking about X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Whatever the reason is you're doing this, focus on that. Maybe it will help.
Trust me, I've been through worse.
No, you haven't.
All the things in your life. Knowing that the woman you loved was hunted down. I can make all this go away. I'm putting together a special team with special powers. Join me, but you will have your revenge. Mutants. I don't hate them. They must be controlled.
So please be aware, we'll be freely discussing anything and everything about plot themes in any other movie. So if you haven't watched it, come back later. Of course, it is streaming on Disney+. So, X-Men Wolverine, X-Men Origins Wolverine, dumb name.
First of many origin films.
This kickstarted it off. And it also kickstarted Will.i.am's acting career.
Correct. Yeah.
First released, technically, for the wild, first wide release, May 1st, 2009.
Torrent Bay, actually.
Directed by...
Is that released in cinemas, straight to DVD?
Released in cinemas on May 1st, 2009. Directed by Gavin Hood. Screenplay by David Benioff, Skip Woods. Based on Wolverine and by Roy Thomas, Len Wein, John Romita Sr. Starring Hugh Jackman, Liev Schreiber, Danny Houston, Dominic Monaghan, and Ryan Reynolds. Weird Dominic Monaghan gets such high billing. Seeking solace from his dark past, Logan, better known as Wolverine, seems to have found love and contentment with Kaled Silver Fox. Logan's peaceful existence is shattered when Victor Kree, his vicious brother, brutally murders Kayla. Logan's thirst for revenge propels him into the Weapon X program, where he undergoes a painful procedure to bond his bones with adamantium, making him virtually indestructible and more than a match for Victor. Dylan, what do you think of Wolverine Origins? No, X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. I googled, so I remembered that. So after watching it, I was like, fuck, I remember that when it leaked online. I was like wondering when that happened and like what the story was behind that, because I remember it being such a big thing. So I just googled it, and the thread I saved that was my first Google search result was a Reddit thread from 2 years ago, but it says, does anyone remember when an unfinished cut of X-Men Origins Wolverine leaked online a few weeks before the movie was released? The film is bad enough, but believe it or not, it was about the same with unfinished visuals EFX. My favorite part was when Agent Zero jumps off a hill and onto a helicopter. He looked like a paper cutout on a stick being pushed across the screen. There are even some people in the denial that the film would improve when it finished. The highest rated comment is, yeah, I've probably watched that version of the movie more than the actual finished one. I don't know where, yes. I mean, honestly, that's my favorite story about this is, I remember a dude, this is the thing about high school sometimes. A dude would just have something. You don't know where it came from. It probably came from his dad or someone, right? Got it. Someone got this copy. Someone downloaded this movie and then fucking burnt it and gave it to everyone in school. Everyone had a copy of X-Men Origins Wolverine on disc taken home that day and everyone watched it, right? And it was exciting because it was leaked. It was exciting. And it looked like absolute ass with all these unfinished special effects and stuff like that. But it was really exciting. And we didn't care how bad the movie was. And we never thought about it because it was leaked. And it was just crazy. And I never went and watched it at the cinema because I already watched it. Like, oh, hell would I?
You knew the story. I knew it's going to look better. Cares. Maybe look better. I would arguably.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Anyway. I will say...
Despite the leak, it made $373 million off a $150 million budget. So it did reasonably well. So yeah, what did you think of the actual movie?
Oh, like now?
Yes.
Yeah, it's shit house, eh? It's pretty bad. The script's terrible. I think the script's probably the worst part of it. There's some like attempted performances in this, like Hugh Jackman's trying his best to keep this thing together. Liev Schreiber's fine. I enjoy Liev Schreiber in this. Like, he's just doing Liev Schreiber, but like put on muscle. So good for him. Ryan Reynolds is the best part of the movie for the very short time he can actually talk, and then everyone else is
four sentences.
Yeah, and then you know, there's a story. I think, I don't know if things happen and stuff. Anyway, it's a terrible movie. It's considered a bad movie.
Kieran.
You know, I wish that because you could only do it, and I guess where this be a favor to those with physical media, but I wish every digital copy of this movie's ending had been edited to the moment where the doors open up to reveal Deadpool, where it's just the scene from Deadpool when he goes back in time and he shoots the other Deadpool and apologizes for it, and then it cuts to credits. Like, I wish that was just the actual canon ending.
It's not actually canon, because when they go to Days and Future Past and they do a split off timeline, that means we now get into the multiverse. And then when they do that in Deadpool and he goes back in time, it's actually this other strain, but it's not actually the real Hugh Jackman / Wolverine timeline that we're actually going to be on when we get into Days and Future Past. And in fact, you'll find that Logan's on a completely different front. So not actually related at all, Kieran. I think you just need to, like, you know, get your timeline straight. God.
Fuck me. I remember watching this when I first watched it, being really confused about who Liev Schreiber's character was, and not being like, and being like, that is Sabretooth, but I don't think it is Sabretooth. But
it is Sabretooth, despite we being introduced to Sabretooth in the first X-Men movie, looking very different.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Right.
Obviously, that was completely different actor.
My knowledge of Sabretooth was the X-Men movie and the X-Men cartoons, where Sabretooth is this big animal.
He tried to take the beast serum too, I think. And
yeah, it must be something.
That's what happened. I was very in a confused. Future adventure, he takes the beast serum.
Yeah, I was very confused. I think this movie has does a terrible job with so many potentially cool X-Men. One of my favorite X-Men of all time is Gambit. I fucking love the shit out of Gambit. I was really excited before this movie came out to find that Gambit is in this movie. Gambit's really shit in this movie. He's really... It's that's a really...
He's not the worst.
He's not the worst, but at the same time, it's not my charismatic French man that is just a fucking
from New Orleans
that is just got that drawl. Yeah, no, it's just not.
It's the dude from Friday Night Lights doing Texas accent in a coat,
with a weird bowler hat at times. Like it's yeah, no, it's
and he's still like, my name's Benny LeBow.
Yeah, like it just makes me so fucking sad, and it's like. It just feels like they've tried so hard, and I feel like this Wolverine movie, as well as the next spin-off Wolverine movie, just suffer so fucking badly from it. Where it just
I'm gonna put it out here right now. Hold on, I think I like the Wolverine.
We'll oh my god, out. What? You like the Wolverine?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The fuck? Okay.
Yeah, we'll see if I change my mind, but
wait,
I just want it on
last
record.
Episode, whoa. Last
I want
episode
it on my record
you
said now.
You like two out of the three Wolverine spin-offs?
Yeah, so Logan and the Wolverine.
You liked the Wolverine and Logan?
Yeah.
Oh, I
what,
you
did you
this?
Think he liked Wolverine Origins and this?
No. And then I thought he meant this and Logan, because I think the Wolverine's worse than this.
Whoa!
I think the Wolverine's worse than
no
this.
No way! All right, well.
From what I can remember, the Wolverine's not good either. I think this movie tries, and it's the frustrating thing, right, is this movie has such good fucking source material to pull from. Like, it has such a great
just basis to build itself off of, and it fucks it up. Like, I just I hope the person who decided for Deadpool to be the way Deadpool was by the end of this movie,
the same person who wrote the last season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, like they should no longer be writing in Hollywood. Like, it's so bad. It's
you don't know. It could have been the other guy.
Oh, it's
Skip Woods.
Who, like, it's even worse. Like, it's not even just... Yes, covering his mouth is bad because it's Ryan Reynolds. If it wasn't Ryan... And it's Deadpool, right? If it wasn't Ryan Reynolds and it wasn't Deadpool, I could probably live with that. But then it was the fucking... Having the katana blades coming out of his fists. That was just, to me, was just the dumbest shit in the world. And would be so impractical to actually use in a fight. And then also, I didn't like Scott
I think
Summers
it's probably being... impractical just to have in your arm.
Yes. Yeah. But, and then, like, Scott Summers being forced into this movie, I hate as well. Maybe that's just my hate for Scott Summers, but at the same time, I'm like, why the fuck are you here? Like, why are we bothering with this? And I don't even...
everybody's like... connected, Kieran.
It's like, even, like, the setup towards the end of it, it'd be like, oh, this is us setting up for... Logan losing all of his memories and taking the name Logan and everything properly, and it just none of it's good. None of it's good.
I would disagree that none of it is good. I think there's snippets of goodness in here.
Ashley, you are the ultimate person of taking crap and being like, "Hey, it's good fertilizer. It's good fertilizer, man." It's just,
trees need fertilizer to grow. I think the opening credit sequence is really cool, where they're going through the time period of them fighting in all these wars. That's really cool. That's a cool idea. And trying to, like, explain how they go from him being a kid in 1845 to him being in the Vietnam War, which takes place after the events of the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1960. and being captured and kind of joining Task Force X. I think the casting of Ryan Reynolds is good. They nailed that then, and that's why he's good now. But other than that, there's all other than that. Like some of the fights.
You've got about 3 to 5 minutes of a credit scene that you like, and a casting choice.
The section with him at the old couple's house, that was fun. You know, enjoyable.
Yeah, it was really funny how they got shot and died.
You know, because they're the bad guys. You had to set up the bad guys. They're just going to kill innocent people. But then there is so much that, you know, they kind of ruin. Like, one of the first things I saw is, obviously, they've got, they have, what's her name? Lynn Collins, I believe, is the place. Kayla Skywolf. Who is originally an indigenous person. And as far as I'm aware, Lynn Collins has no indigenous ancestry. So that's problematic. Especially when she's like telling all these native stories about the moon and choo-choo, ka-choo, or whatever. That's what Wolverine says, so it's a callback.
Hold on.
Which is a Beatles reference.
She was born in Houston, Texas. Like, I'm like...
And then, you know, the whole plot is building up to this crazy, I don't know, maybe it's because we've also seen it before, but it's maybe it worked better the first time you watch it. The whole movie builds up to this crazy mindfuck of, hey, they're working together against Wolverine, including the girl that he's been in with love with for the last 6 years or whatever. But yeah, on rewatch, it's just dumb. It's like, really? Why'd you have to create this big convoluted thing to put a bunch of all the adamantium that you have into Wolverine? This movie actively makes so many other things in the franchise worse. We got the perfect X-Men, Wolverine getting his claws and stuff in X2. You really didn't need to revisit that moment. You know? You could have ended the movie at him being abducted and being put in there, and then we just never know, you know? The events of that could have all happened before this movie.
It's not even we never know. We already do know. You know? We do fucking know. Like,
This movie never explains why he's called Logan.
It's just because his dad's surname was Logan.
That's his dad's like surname's the... Hallett.
Isn't it? Okay, isn't it Logan Hallett then?
Could be. Like, but no, I don't think it's explicitly explained. I think
it's because the guy that he stabs at the very start of the movie when he's a kid is actually his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And Logan part of his name, which is where he gets it from in the end.
Okay.
Mm. Which is not obvious. Like, you have to kind of...
Very twisty.
Yeah, but then, read into it.
But then why isn't Sabretooth's name Victor Logan?
Because Sabretooth's his half-brother. So Sabretooth has taken his mother's maiden name or whatever. Like, it's not his full brother, it's a half brother.
Fucking
like his dad was fertilizing crops everywhere. That's just a part of
it. Sowing his seeds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're funny.
Other than that, you know, there's so many, you know. Gambit, I mean, he's fine. You know, he's not the worst thing.
What my mom says about me.
Even at the time, I feel like the special effects and the CGI in this was dated. I think the worst
Which
offender...
Which version did you watch? Did you watch the leaked version or did you watch...
No, I watched it in cinemas.
Oh, right.
The worst... I think the worst thing in this is him looking at the claws in the mirror. You know? In the bathroom. Because those claws just...
They don't look good.
They don't look real.
I don't know why he feels the need... Like, I don't... What fuck is the purpose of him being like, oh, okay, I need to shave these down smaller? As a writer and as a movie, why couldn't they have just been the perfect size already? Like, why did there need to be, like, the need for him to shave down? Like, I get
what
it,
old
men
ask.
Like, funniness so that we could cut through the sink and he could have a wacky moment as Wolverine having to deal with them. Like, it should just be they came out the perfect size, you know? Matt Stryker can cook when it comes to adamantium application to bones, apparently.
But even then, in the original X-Men movies, they were all practical. The claws. And then you just switched them out when you needed to.
But
why
you
would
never...
you just go full CGI for
but,
that?
Because you never needed to shave the claws down in the original.
It's camera tricks.
And they needed
then
to
you
shave
could
them
use
down.
The CGI. It... You could just CGI parts of the real claws disappearing. To be honest, I didn't even realize that's what he was doing, you know?
Oh my god!
the CGI is that bad. I couldn't make out what he was actually doing.
He was shaving them down to size, so they were like normal, usable size. Instead of like, it was like he'd gone into the butcher's block in his kitchen, and he'd accidentally selected the largest size of knife to cut his onions.
He got the Deadpool knives.
Like,
yeah,
he got the Deadpool knives to cut his onions, and he's like, "Fuck, can't do that. Got to shave them down."
Yeah. So we also get Professor Xavier at some point in this movie, you know, showing up.
Uh-huh.
Not looking good either.
The bold version.
He can walk too.
Yeah, so I mean, this is another point that this movie has a ton of plot holes that don't fit within First Class. Mainly Xavier can walk. But also he can walk in a bunch of other moments.
No. Remember, he's walks at the start of the next movie, but that's only because
he's using up his powers or something. That's right.
He's doing something that's like suppressing his mind powers, but then able to
walk. Allows him to walk. Yes.
Yes. But then that, in fact, makes no fucking sense for this. And like,
well, I guess, you know, he could still do a little bit.
Also, at this point in time, according to the First Class timeline, the school wasn't set up yet. Like, there was no school. At this point, he was still fucking around and he was still having a moping session and stuff. Like, he wasn't putting things together and bringing people in and stuff like that.
Yeah, so he just saved these kids because, you know, whatever. In a helicopter.
Yes.
Also, there's, like, clearly what's Emma Frost, but it's not Emma Frost.
Now, so the fan explanation to this and many other plot holes that may come up, is the villain we never got, the Thanos of the Fox Marvel X universe, was meant to be Mr. Sinister. right?
Yes.
Never got there. Now, people are like, well, you can just retroactively say that wasn't Emma Frost. The real Emma Frost was the one in First Class, and this was a Mr. Sinister experiment.
Well, absolutely, because the whole major plot of this movie is that Stryker is like, hey, I'm going to steal all these people's powers because they're just in their DNA, mm-hmm. and I'm going to put it into one thing, mm-hmm. and that thing is going to be the most powerful thing ever, and he chooses to make it Wade Wilson,
mm-hmm.
and covers up his mouth somehow with, like, you can't see his mouth in any way,
mm-hmm.
and that does work out. But then at the end of the movie, at the end credit scene, he's able to move his mouth. I mean, it's a completely stupid plot. And the less we think about this movie, the worse everything gets.
Somebody in Fox at the time was like, man, we're going to be able to set up a Deadpool movie out of this. So we just chuck in an end credit scene, and then we can make this version of Deadpool into the actual
Deadpool.
Yeah,
this is what people want from Deadpool.
This is how we transition, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's move into the categories. Kieran, what's the most marvelous moment of Wolverine Origins?
Look, I'm going to do it because it's a great... Just Hugh Jackman's ass. Like, just how much of naked Hugh Jackman is in this movie.
And this isn't even peak Hugh Jackman.
It's not even. But it's still a lot.
He loves to get naked, old Jack.
Man, yeah. Jack man, not just... Yep.
Dylan, what's the most marvelous moment of Wolverine Origins?
Asher Keddie.
Shout out. Obviously, this movie's shot in Australia.
Yeah.
As it most of the Wolverine movies are, I believe.
Yeah. So, shout out to Asher Keddie playing that evil scientist. Persons.
The person who pushes the buttons.
Presses the buttons. Shout out to her. Also, shout out to Peter O'Brien. He's in this, and he's in a million episodes of Neighbours.
Yes.
That's the most...
Also, I mean, if we're doing shout-outs of Australians, do you know who plays young Wolverine?
Troy Sivan. Mm-hmm. Shout-outs. Shout-outs indeed.
So, yeah, that's who they should cast in the new Wolverine.
Also, not Australian, but since I'm doing shout-outs, shout-outs to Scott Adkins, who plays Deadpool.
Yeah. Does the actual stunts.
He does the stunts. He does everything other than the close-ups where it's obviously Ryan Reynolds. Otherwise, the rest of the fight scenes and everything, Scott Adkins. So shout out to him.
Yes.
I like Scott Adkins. I don't like this movie, but Scott Adkins.
Oi, I'm Scott Adkins. I do hardcore action movies.
He's pretty cool.
My most marvelous moments. I mean, probably the opening credits. They're really good. Or even them breaking into the base, you know, Task Force X. That's pretty cool. I mean, I would say even the Deadpool, the fight at the end is good. It's just because everything else around it is so shit.
No. The fight
if it was in a different movie good. With you're different right. context.
There's so many bad edits and cuts to that fight. It's a terrible
fight.
It's a bad fight.
I think it's okay.
I'm
a sucker for a teleporter, you know.
You're a sucker, is what you are.
Kieran, who's the most...
Just wait for Nightcrawler, man.
Kieran, who's the mutant of the movie?
You know what? I wish I could say Gambit. I wish I could say, you know. Fuck. I'd probably say Wraith, just because I thought Will.i.am's character really captured, like, really, really... stood out this entire movie.
He's
it was a real shame that they killed him.
Dylan, who's the mutant in the movie?
I'll go Victor Creed. I think I do enjoy Victor Creed.
He's good. And it's hard to it's hard to be a menacing villain with just your main powers fingernails.
Yeah. I think the problem's not Liev Schreiber, it's the script, you know? So I think he did a decent job.
Yeah. I mean, the obvious is Wolverine. But I will go Fred. Who do you know?
Or the guy who ate Fred.
I don't know how he misses Bob, but, you know.
You just call me a blob? Man, I'll tell you what. You know what's aged the worst in this movie? The fat jokes. Because this shit would not pass today. Like, the fat shaming in this movie would not pass at all.
I think it's progressive. It's like, don't talk about his weight. You just want to talk about it, you know?
No, they very clearly make fun of his weight. Like, it's...
I mean, the movie doesn't. Wolverine and Will.i.am don't, I don't think.
I mean, Wolverine
other than the...
does.
I saw
Wolverine
that...
Wolverine makes fun of him like a motherfucker.
Tattoo. I remember that too. Tattoo when it was 85 pounds light.
And you're telling me that's not making fun of me?
I mean, that's a pretty good zinger, so I don't think it's that Jamie. If it's funny enough, it's not.
Okay.
All right. Let us know what you thought of X-Men Origins Wolverine. Did you watch the pirated leaked copy before and never saw the original version? The actual proper.
I got a leaked version of the original Spider-Man too. That was on VHS though.
Was that a fucking cinema job?
It was a cinema job. Yes, it was. Someone walked in front of the screen at some point. Yeah.
I don't know where
it came from. Someone at my dad's work.
And that's why piracy is bad.
That was the height of, like, and whatever statute of limitations or anything is totally past on this. Dad coming home from work, like, randomly during the week, and be like, "Hey, got this movie on DVD," and it's like you know, I remember getting Shrek on DVD, and it was on like a disc, and on the back of the disc was like bright blue, and it just had Shrek written in marker.
It was bought from an Asian market. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yep. Or somebody has a DVR and they've downloaded it themselves, and they're just burning discs for everybody in the place. And
you got piracy's bad, kids, but these stories are quite. These are nostalgic to some.
This
of
is nostalgic.
This is nostalgic, and these movies still made a lot of money.
Look, this is
unlike
the
now
height,
where they don't make any money.
True. This is like leading into the height of like LimeWire, where you were downloading things, and when you opened them up, they were not what you thought you had downloaded. You know, I know my friend downloaded all of Lord of the Rings, and it was all in Hindi, and he still tried to watch it.
He learned Hindi and then watched the movie?
No. He just tried to watch it without knowing Hindi whatsoever, and it was...
Was it double the length with all the dancers in it, or...?
Sorry, I now live in a universe. I now live in a universe where, like, my understanding of Dylan's understanding of Hindi is that just generically in the language of Hindi, people break down into dance a lot. It's just part.
He's drawing the line on what fat jokes should be made in stuff.
My god! Fuck's sake!
If you want to help us out here at All New Marvel Cast, and who knows why, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or on Podchaser. Leave us 5 stars, and you can leave 5 stars. It just helps people out the show. And if you've enjoyed this episode, thought it's worth a dollar, head on over to the Ko-fi page at explosion.com/support. All right, well, make sure you watch X-Men, the 2000 and...
What?
No, just 2000. Okay. 2000 film. And join us next time for another All New Marvel Cast.